Good evening, radio listening audience. I am Gary Wallace, and welcome to our program, The Scorpion's Honey. Today's story, Marcolina, was written by Otrova Gomez for his book, The Scorpion's Honey. Sit back and see how an alter ego can totally change what could have been an ordinary life. Marcolina Urama tried to correct her indifferent, I don't care about anything attitude about life by giving gifts to people that she didn't know. We lived in the same apartment building, but we had never spoken in 3 years. I had seen her in the elevator every day. We basically had never really looked at each other. I had suspected that she was stealing a glance or two now and then. Personally, I fixed my gaze on the arrow that marked what floor we were on, as if it was important that I reach my destination as soon as possible. On our trips down toward the ground floor, I tried to think of a parting gesture that I could make that would not be awkward, but finally opted to not take that risk. We each realized that we were by nature distant and different. For my part, I knew that we had never been formally introduced. Instead of feeling closer since we lived in the same building, something down deep within me was causing me to hate her. In my thinking, I judged that she was the type of person who would steal the last drink of water from a thirsty crew or one whose wastefulness was causing our condominium bills to go up. Since we were on the same time schedule, I started feeling like she had been appointed by herself, the policeman to monitor the wasted time I spent in the elevator. Then one morning, as I looked at her more carefully, I noticed that her face had a bluish purple bruised color. At first, I didn't think anything about it. Then I decided that maybe it was a new brand of cosmetics. But finally, after several days of seeing it, seemingly to become more intense, I started worrying that it might be contagious. Intrigued by the mystery behind these changes, I decided to bring it up with the apartment manager. She was an atrocious Galatian lady that I also detested. She turned off our water when I was showering, told us not to dump trash in the hallways, and criticized my children for spitting on the elevator window. She turned off our water when I was showering, told us not to dump trash in the hallways, and criticized my children for spitting on the elevator window. She spoke to them furiously with an insulting tone in her voice. As you might expect, she knew everything about everything. This Spanish fount of information said that she knew for a fact that Marcolina Urama was ingesting poisonous substances on a daily basis. Marcolina was acutely sensitive, nervous, and very distrustful. She felt alone, defenseless, and feared that the world was out to poison her. She decided to self-immunize herself by taking all manner of magical treatments. Little did she suspect that these substances were actually poisoning her system instead of protecting her. She later confided in me that she had practiced self-medication with known toxic chemicals for quite some time. She had begun, like most abusers, with minimal amounts and gradually increased the doses to a deadly level. Realizing that she now was totally addicted to cyanide, mercury, phosphorus, cyanide, and other equally toxic substances, I began to find her to be fascinating. You could say that I'd become a victim of my own curiosity. I turned away from those things that I'd previously had vehemently disliked and eagerly started communicating with her. I learned of all of her secret goals, ambitions, and even her darkest desires. At that time, we became lovers. I discovered how incredible Marcolina's world really was. Living with the fear that someone might stab her some dark night, she had been puncturing herself day after day, hoping to develop a skin that was such a texture that it could withstand that. Panic-stricken that she might be strangled, she engaged in a special morning calisthenic exercise that progressively strengthened her neck muscles. Those muscles became a virtually impenetrable shield of protection. When I caressed her in moments of intimacy, I could feel the gunshot wounds on her naked body that she had inflicted on herself to protect her from gunfire. She had developed legs that could break ebony wood. They were like fibrous steel-belted threads that would guarantee that she would never be violated. With her purple skin, her bloodshot eyes, and her blue teeth, Marcolina Orama was immune from everything. One night, I extended my hand to touch her sulfur-covered fingers and realized that I had instinctively withdrawn my hand. I got up, left the apartment, never to return again. In that small elevator, I don't even look at her when her skin takes on a greenish tint. I have definitely decided to remain faithful to the principle of never again associating with strangers. Alter egos can flaw the thinking of even intelligent minds. Tune in for another intriguing episode of The Scorpion's Honey. Thanks for listening to KETR 88.9. Your pledges make old-time radio programming like this possible. Your station needs your support. Donate safely and securely online now at www.ketr.org/support.